All right. So now you can give us an idea of what's going on.
Okay. A year ago, right after the hurricane, I had to put my cat to sleep. She got sick. And we got a new cat in April. And we just found out she has cancer. So we have to make a decision between whether to treat her or whether to just let her go.
Okay, when you're in a lot of emotion, you don't need words. So we're just going to bring it down just a little bit. And if you can't speak, we'll just speak for you, okay? What's your kitty's name?
April.
Even though I just can't believe this is happening. I just can't believe it. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it at all. I want to make it go away. I just can't believe it. All this disbelief. All this disbelief. This just can't be happening. I don't want this to be happening. This just cannot be happening. All this resistance. I don't want to feel this pain. I'm trying to hold it away from me. But it isn't even working. I can't believe this is happening. It doesn't make any sense. This cannot be happening. All this disbelief. All this stuck emotion. I want to find my way to peace. I don't know if that's possible. I can't even imagine that that's possible. But I can't bear this pain. I just can't bear this pain. I can't believe this is happening.
I don't want to believe this is happening.
If I really believe it,
I have no idea
what to do with all this rage.
I am so angry.
I can't bear it.
I am so angry.
I just can't bear it. If I have such little time
left with April,
I don't want to be feeling this.
And I'm so stuck.
I'm so afraid
that I could tune in
to all this anger
and never find my way out.
I'm really afraid.
I don't want to feel this pain.
It's really amazing
in the most horrible way
that I could feel as bad right now
as when she goes.
As when my other cat went.
She's not even dead.
And I'm suffering horribly.
This is really happening to me.
And I'm not even sure
where the old cat ends
and the new cat begins.
I want to love April.
I want to honor her process.
Even if it was unbearably short.
Shockingly short.
Unfairly short.
Cruelly short.
I still want to love her.
And all this rage.
And all this resistance.
And all this fear.
Is standing in the way.
I need some peace.
Even though I don't believe it.
I don't believe I can feel better.
I'm too mad to feel better.
And how can I feel better?
She's going to leave me.
If not this year.
Soon.
She has cancer.
That horrible word.
I hate that word.
I hate all the energy on it.
I just can't can't bear it.
I can't bear it.
I want to love and accept myself.
I want to love and accept myself.
And all these horrible feelings.
And all these horrible feelings.
Anyway.
Even though
I can't find a place.
I can't find a place.
Where I can feel whole.
Where I can feel whole.
Where I can honor her life.
Where I can honor her life.
No matter how long.
No matter how long.
No matter how short.
No matter how short.
And it wasn't supposed to be like this.
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
It really wasn't supposed to be like this.
It really wasn't supposed to be like this.
I just don't understand it.
I just don't understand it.
Trying to understand it.
Trying to understand it.
Is making me sick.
It's making me sick.
I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
Even though I don't believe I can.
Even though I don't believe I can.
I really want to let this go.
I really want to let this go.
This kitty.
This
adorable cat, has brought me such joy,
such comfort.
I can't let it go.
Even though I'm suffering now,
and I don't know how to be
in any place that's calm,
I deeply and completely
want to find a way
to reconnect
to the love that I have.
The love I've felt,
the love that I have been
with both these cats.
I have these animals
because of the joy it brings me.
I'd like to consider,
I'd like to be open to the possibility
that the joy we share
can be much bigger
than this suffering.
It doesn't feel possible.
I want to feel it anyway.
Pets come.
And they always leave too soon.
I really hate that part.
But this is ridiculously soon.
And it makes no sense to me.
And I feel punished.
That's what I can't make peace with.
I feel punished.
And it infuriates me.
No matter what I've done.
No matter what I've learned,
no matter how much I've accomplished,
this happens,
and I immediately feel punished.
I want to know peace anyway.
I want to enjoy my cat.
No matter how much time she has,
I want to love this cat.
I want to tune into this cat
so clearly,
so completely,
that the love
is bigger than the grief.
The only thing
standing in my way
is this feeling
of being punished.
I want to let it go now.
I want to believe,
there is a divine plan.
Even if I can't see it from here,
and I'll never see it from here.
This cat,
has done nothing wrong.
This belief in punishment,
is breaking my heart.
This belief in punishment
is hurting me deeply
and stealing from me
any peace,
any time I could have,
comforting,
supporting,
being with
April.
I just can't be present
with this feeling of punishment.
This place.
I know it's wrong.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could let it go?
Terrible things happen all the time.
It's not about me.
This cat came to me
when I really needed her.
This cat came to me
when I really needed her.
She's done a great job.
Loving me
and easing me into
a better place.
I'm not losing all of that. with her physical presence. It feels like I'm losing it all. I feel punished, and I spiral right back to a year ago. Whatever grief, whatever shock, whatever emotional trauma, I never healed from a year ago. I'm seeking, I'm asking, I'm intending that every cell in my body, every nerve in my body can release all memory of emotional trauma. There was a lot. It wasn't just the cat. It wasn't just the storm. My whole entire life. The intensity. It was traumatic. April came. Like a light. Helping me feel normal again. I don't want to lose that. I'm so afraid I'll lose that. I want to be open to the possibility. But I'm not losing anything. Even though I can't bear the thought of never seeing her again, of never petting her again, I want to be at peace, knowing she chose me. She had a wonderful life with me. She never came with a guarantee of how long she'd be mine. I want to have peace anyway. I'm never going to understand it. Or cancer at all. I'm never going to understand it. I want to let all of that go and enjoy April. No matter what her process is. She needs me now. Energetically. Emotionally. Mentally. I want to give her that. I want to give me that. I want to be fully present with this cat and what I'm going through right now. A year ago. And all that that means really happened to me. It's over now. This is a different situation. I'm actually in a better place. This is happening. And I want to be fully present. Even to the pain. Because I deserve to heal. My cat deserves to have me fully present. Mentally. Energetically. Emotionally. This is really happening. I'm in a different place. A year ago. Really did happen. And it was more than I could bear. It's over now. Is there any specific memories or thoughts coming up?
No, I think it's somewhat related to a friend of mine who has cancer, and she hasn't let me near her. Our friendship kind of fell apart, and I don't know why, and she's keeping me at a distance, so I think it's somewhat related.
Okay.
I've wanted to be there for her, and she hasn't, you know. I think that's what's coming up.
Okay, even though it really ticks me off. When God just doesn't cooperate. And protect my cat. And my friends. And how they act. The nerve of her. To not need me. When she's going through this. The nerve of my cat. To get sick.
To get sick.
When I'm not ready to let her go. It's more than I can bear.
It's more than I can bear.
I feel so powerless.
I feel so powerless.
And rejected.
And rejected.
And abandoned.
And abandoned.
And I always feel punished.
And I always feel punished.
And it no longer serves me.
And it no longer serves me.
This belief that I'm being punished.
That I'm being punished.
My friend with cancer isn't even thinking of me. She's doing what she needs to do. It doesn't have anything to do with me. This feeling
of rejection
and punishment is really hurting me.
This is really hurting me.
I want to be open to the possibility of seeing this differently. I don't know what it's like to have cancer in my body. It's so shocking and frightening and horrible, even in my pet. I have no idea what my friend is thinking.
I'm sure she's doing
the very best she can. It still hurts me.
Who is she
to not need me?
I want to feel peace.
Anyway. If my friend
could feel
my love and support of her,
maybe she can.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could let go
of all this yucky energy, of all this rejection energy, of all this punishment energy, and just be there for her mentally, spiritually, emotionally, energetically.
No
wonder she doesn't want me physically.
All my old stuff. Keeps coming up.
I want to be at peace.
Loving my friend.
Loving both my cats.
No matter where they are.
Physically.
I want to reconnect.
To how much I love.
And how much I receive.
Loving them.
I want to reconnect.
To the true part of this.
And let go.
Of these old perceptions.
Of punishment and rejection.
And abandonment. Last year really happened to me.
It almost killed me.
It was so intense.
It's just a miracle.
I came out sane. It didn't all happen.
With the storm.
It just kept building up. And that was the pushing point.
And here I am.
A year later.
It really is over.
I am safe.
Even if my friend
doesn't need me physically.
I want to be there.
For her.
Emotionally.
Energetically.
Spiritually.
Mentally.
Without all this pain.
Between us.
I want to reconnect.
To the beauty of April.
To the spirit of April.
I'll miss her so much.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could actually wait till she's really gone and deal with my grief then. All this grief.
This lifetime of grief.
It's so much bigger.
Than my friend.
Than April.
All this grief.
I'm asking for healing.
Not just for me, but for all of us.
Who've had more grief than we know how to let go of.
All this grief.
And everywhere I've stored it in my body. I'm asking for healing now.
I want to resonate
with what I truly have to give
to my cat,
to the memory of my cat,
to my friend.
Even if I can't be with them physically,
I want to resonate
to who I really am,
loving them.
I deeply
and completely
Want to love and accept myself.
Even in my pain.
I deeply. And completely.
Want
to love and accept my friend.
Even in her experience.
I deeply. And completely.
Want to love and accept April.
Even if she has to leave me.
Much sooner.
Than I could have ever imagined.
This is really happening to me.
Cancer is really frightening. And ugly.
And cruel.
All this cancer energy.
I don't know how to separate from it.
I want to be fully present
where I am right now.
I am okay.
All this pain,
I still want to remember
that I am me,
and I am okay.
I want to give to those I love
from a place
of strength
and peace,
because that would be
the gift I truly want to give.
I might even like it
for myself.
And I deeply
and completely
ask and intend
to receive
loving support
from everywhere.
I want to receive
in all parts of my being
loving support
from wherever it comes from.
I deeply
and completely
want to know peace in this body.
Anyway.
Okay, deep breath.